Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on podcasthealth.com. That's the best place to get all your podcasts, podcasthealth.com, or, of course, radiomd.com, or iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing it. That's the reason we do these. We, of course, are sponsored, as usual, by Life First Naturals, the makers of Dye Rescue, Bovine Colostrum, and True Biotics. Go to their website and see all the great data on Dye Rescue as an adjunct to GLP-1s. Take them 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after. And a lot of those side effects, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, go away. Amazing. Yes, and the other one, foryoungevity.com. You can try the free coaching program at mywellsteps.ai. Mywellsteps.ai. It's a free coaching program. Just go for the blood pressure or stress. That's all we have up on that site. The real program is available, but only for business to business. Hopefully hospitals will grab on. You can tell the hospital you know of, as it's a way of their increasing patient engagement and to get the appropriate, if you will, preventive maneuvers and procedures done by patients. And hopefully you'll enjoy it too. The coach is Willa. Now on the real program, she'll speak 44 languages. You can get Dr. Roizen or Rachel or Willa. Willa is a nice person. Rachel's a little tougher. And Dr. Roizen, well, he's a son of a pup, kind of a boot camp guy. But you can get Willa, and that's fun. So make sure after you sign in and do the few things, you talk to Willa and have her talk back to you. That's at mywellsteps.ai. It's a .ai, not a .com. And they're a sponsor as well. Of course, I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. The top stories of the week, they're so incredible this week. We've got so many medical stories. The first one, the Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one segment, is about replacing heart muscle with stem cells engrafted into humans. It's incredible. So I'm going to save the discussion of that till later. Numbers two, that is longevity, is the next disruptor stories. Number one, two, and three are all about cancer. The first one, pancreatic cancer. The experimental pill that works on two phases of the cancer, that is on the RAS mutations, RAS mutations, and it's called Dara-Zon, Z-O-N, RAS, R-A-S-I-B, for it works on the RAS, KRAS mutations, doubled survival time. Now it's from 6 months to 13 months. That's wonderful for those patients, but it isn't a cure. That's as opposed to the other data, the longevity next disruptor story number two, that is putting collagen tiles to deliver radiation during brain surgery, again, doubled survival rates and eliminated the cancer in a significant number of people. That's a cure. And the prostate cancer, the benefits of perioperative therapy, again, with a specific drug, was able to greatly improve therapy survival rate. So we're getting these, and we're targeting the cancers with T cells tailored to their DNA, the DNA of the cancer. Survive two or three more years, and we may really have started to win the war against cancer that I guess Nixon started in 1970. 56 years, and we're winning the war. But almost all of that is due to the remarkable progress, the exponential change in the cost and time of doing science due to the gene identification that is to the discovery of the genetic code sequences in the human body, cost $3 billion in 10 years from 1991 to 2001, now $40 and 6 hour max. Incredible exponential progress. Let's keep going though, because there are too many good stories, and that's one of them. Gene editing. You can edit out the gene that, in fact, increases or prevents the decrease in bad cholesterol. And by doing that, you reduce the bad cholesterol level in this early trial by 62%. Amazing. That's coming. Stay tuned. 3 to 5 years, that'll be available too. And you won't have to take daily pills. Maybe. This is a once-in-a-lifetime treatment. The Roizen Rule for a Younger You, number 3, is a public health benefit. Cigarette smoking in the United States hit an all-time low. And now we've got to worry about vaping, youth nicotine, and vaping. It is a cost in human life and in shortened productivity of those people. Keep smoke free, breathing free if you can. The Well Beyond Wellness story is the responses to the Ebola crisis. It is a crisis. The outbreak looks bigger and more mean with more deaths than we have encountered. That's probably due to our cutback in aid and ability to diagnose things early. So it got a little delayed, and that's allowed the crisis to grow. Automega number 1, weight loss pill. The GLP-1 pill that Eli Lilly has and their new injection increases weight loss to now 28% on average and has some other side benefits. And this is of the pills in general. That's the Automega story number 2. It's on breast cancer survival. The message is, in fact, that the breast cancer survival with both Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro, the survival rates and the lower risk of occurrence in patients with and without obesity and with and without type 2 diabetes, it goes down dramatically when you're also taking one of the drugs. Why? One of these GLP. Why? It's thought due to the metabolic effect in lowering glucose, and tumors thrive on sugar. So the less sugar you take, the better you are. Colorectal cancer screening, that's another Well Beyond Wellness. It now includes blood testing as a non-invasive way for detecting early stage colon and rectal cancer. The gold standard is still colonoscopy. Now, we've covered so much, but I want to go back to the major story of the day, and that is recovery, reviving heart, and in the future, any organ with induced pluripotent stem cells. This is a tough one to cover because what they did is they took some fibroblasts from connective tissue. You don't have to know, but it's essentially you harvest some tissue from your belly or wherever. In this case, they did it from the buttock area. They then cultured them, made them immune resistant, that is, they took away their immunity. Then they induced them to make cardiac cells. And at the same time, they induced some connective tissue cells. They put those together in a patch and they injected them essentially through a very small hole to the area of the heart in these patients with heart failure. Now, heart failure has a five-year 50% mortality rate. Half of the people die within 5 years. So what they did is they said, can we strengthen the heart with this? Can we decrease the stress on the wall, improve the quality of life by improving contractile function with it? And they did it. The authors have shown that large-scale stem cell-derived heart tissue can be manufactured under clinical-grade conditions, surgically transplanted, monitored with multimodal imaging, and improve the life of patients with advanced heart failure. The notable feat really sets the stage for further study of treatment efficacy for not only cardiac, but if you can do this for a tissue that's contracting all the time, that's beating. Just imagine what you can do for a tissue like the liver or kidney that isn't beating. And even the brain. Yes. So what these guys did is miraculous. It's a group of German people, Germany from Germany. And this is really, really, really big, big news. I'm underestimating it. In fact, it's so big. The point is that just imagine that you get to literally improve the quality of life of patients with heart failure. It looks like it's taken 2 decades to get there. They take cells out of your buttock. They make pluripotent stem cells. That is stem cells. They regress them to an earlier life, like when you were 2 years old. They then induce them to become cardiac cells that beat, then give them, put them in a framework around connective tissue, a small patch. They then, if you will, implant the patient into patients with advanced heart failure. And they did it. And the patients didn't have a serious arrhythmia like ventricular fibrillation. They survived, and not only did they survive, but their quality of life is better, and they're less likely to die in that short period of time. Instead of being chair-bound, not being able to do anything because they have such a low, their heart has such low contractile function, they're now able to live normal, or at least much more normally. This is a huge deal. So remember, I always talk about there are 14 areas of research into the mechanism of aging. And each has shown in 2 animal species that you can reverse aging from the equivalent of human 90 to human 40. Well, 5 of those before this have moved into human trial. This in 20 patients reported out of Germany in the New England Journal of Medicine. So substantial research now shows a 1/6 is moving into human trial. That is being able to replace organs that are damaged or that are less functional and would otherwise yield a lower quality of life or death, to the point where you can replace them with your own replacement organ grown in culture. This is a huge deal. I can't even express how huge it is, but this is, again, one of those 14 areas. So now 6 of them have moved into human testing. You got to stay well to benefit from it when it gets there. But this is going to be, you know, this is as big as it gets. I am totally amazed they're able to do this and get these engrafted cells to electrically respond and contract in unison with the rest of the heart so that it increases cardiac output and improves the quality of life of these patients. This is a wahoo. I'll write about this in the blog. You want to see more about this in the blog, including pictures, go to michaelf.com. michaelroizen.substack.com to find out about it. By the way, while I'm on it, I have a new book coming out in February. I would love you to pre-order it. It's available to pre-order now. It covers a lot of this on you getting older, the owner's manual for your golden years. It talks about all those legal things. Who should be a guardian? Should you have a guardian? Why you want to have a trust and not a will? With probate, they look at the total assets, not the assets minus liabilities. So if you have a mortgage and you have 90% mortgage, your house is worth $500,000 and you have a $450,000 mortgage, you have to pay probate. 10% of the total value is common. So 10% of 500,000 is 50,000. That's half of the total equity you have in it. If you have a $450,000 mortgage, that's all of your total equity, as opposed to if you went through a trust, you pay it on the net value at most. So you might pay $5,000 for the probate of that house. And it doesn't go through probate. It's a trust process. So it goes through that. When do you give up the keys, etc.? Please do pre-order if you get a chance. You getting older, the owner's manual for your golden years. And they, if you make it five more years, they really could be golden and have much less disability. Maybe you can be younger than your kids. That's another reason to order the book, so that you can tell them, I'm going to get younger than you are. Thanks very much for listening. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week. Stuff like this, which is the greatest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. In this case, almost all of the things were, please survive 3 to 5 years as healthy as you can, because we have a medical revolution coming that'll make you healthier and younger. And the other one was, get a GLP-1 drug. It decreases cancer rates. It decreases cancer recurrences. It improves survival rate virtually of all the cancers, because most of them are dependent on sugar, and it decreases that. And in the studies of women, obese women, diabetic women, normal women, it decreased recurrences and increased survival of breast cancer substantially. That's the best news of the week. And by the way, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Coastrum, and Dye Rescue, as well as Releasium. Releasium, R-E-L-E-S-S-I-U-M. Releasium is over-the-counter and a great adjunct to those GLP-1 drugs if you want to avoid the side effects of nausea, vomiting, constipation, and diarrhea. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and the other sponsor, of course, is Youngevity for Youngevity.com. Go to the test website, mywellsteps.ai. It's a .ai, not .com. mywellsteps.ai. And you can try the coach for free. It's a great coach. Wella is her name. Of course, in the real program, it will speak in 44 different languages. It also will have both Dr. Mike Roizen, that's me, who's a somewhat of a boot camp coach, Rachel, who's a nice coach, and Wella, who's an intermediate coach, as your choice. There is a virtual reality version of it as well, if you want to try that. But the mywellsteps.ai is now up for your testing in both the blood pressure and stress management protocols. So you can talk to Wella. But once you call, get to mywellsteps.ai, go to the voice version and talk to her. You can ask her just about any medical question. It's got all 6,000 of the newspaper articles I've written, 25 books, and of course, 1,283 A and B. So what is that? 2,500 and some 2,566, I think, of the podcasts are already in it for you to learn and have fun with. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. This is Dr. Michael Roizen for You, the Owner's Manual, saying, do pre-order the book, You Getting Younger. Thanks again.